A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went up the mountain, and he began to teach his disciples. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now, that is just two verses of Matthew's gospel. We hear Jesus, and he's speaking about the old law, the Mosaic law. Much of the Mosaic law, of course, is very beautiful. In the book of Leviticus, you can read, "You shall not defraud your neighbor, you shall not steal. You shall not keep for yourself the wages of a laborer until morning. You shall not revile the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people. And you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor," and so on. And also Jesus later in Matthew's gospel in chapter 7 puts it in a nutshell: in everything do to others as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets, he says. However, a lot of what we read, the law in the Old Testament, needs to be rectified. If you read the whole book of Leviticus, it's pretty tough reading. So it's very important to note two words in today's passage. Those words are fulfilled and accomplished. In fact, what Jesus teaches totally transcends the old law, as you can see if you simply take your Bible and read the rest of this exact same chapter right after these two verses. But these are what we're given today, and they're strong words. If you keep this law, you will be blessed. If you don't, you will be called least. I think that what Jesus is saying is this in these two verses: I am not going to cut off the tree at the root. Because Jesus is an observant Jew, and that law that has formed the Jewish nation for centuries, and it's the basis of much of our civilization to this day. So he's saying, we are rooted and established in law. Law is meant to organize human society and set us free, really. For example, if we get in the car and go somewhere, we are implicitly trusting that everybody else who's out on the road is going to be driving on the same side as we are. That's a law, and it sets us free. We probably wouldn't get there if it weren't for that law. So law is meant to be good and not oppressive. Now, I want to mention also, because our Western culture is only a part of the whole human family on this planet, let me mention a law that is older than Mosaic law, the primal, pristine law that's written on the heart of every human person, which is: do good, avoid evil. And Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is simply to say that the whole human family is rooted in law that should keep us in peace and harmony. That brings me to a painful reality. What then do we make of the barbarous excess of suffering in human history? What do we say about the stupefying greed and selfishness of multinational corporations? What do we say about the super rich who make their money off the backs of the destitute poor? What do we say about the violence that is metastasizing in the world? Pope Francis says, "This is a plague, a hidden cry that must be listened to by all of us. We can't continue to pretend not to see and not to hear it." Back to our two verses then. At the end of the day, do we go over a long checklist of rules that we might have broken? No. It's simply that we should know deep in our hearts that we are followers of Christ and that we live a gospel life that does make demands on us. We need to accept this and be rooted in it. And if we are, to quote Thomas Merton, duty does not have to be dull. Love can make it beautiful and fill it with life. Amen.